So what about the truth?
Well, I'm not going to say that in my book I've got to the truth about the Buddha. By no means, because what we have is texts about the Buddha. But some of those texts have a kind of power, a kind of immediacy, which is quite different from the legends. And it can sometimes seem as if a veil is being torn away, or at least removed. And we discover in certain places in these scriptures powerful emotions, turbulence, a desire to change the world, and vivid perceptions of what's going on. So let me read you something which I find really striking. It's called the Atadanda Sutta, and it's sometimes translated as taking arms, or something like that. And this is a translation by a modern American called Andrew Lenski. Fear is born from arming oneself. Just see how many people fight. I'll tell you about the dreadful fear that caused me to shake all over. So this is the Buddha telling us the story that's also told in the Four Sights. And he's going to tell us about the dreadful fear that prompted him, caused him to shake all over. This is a bit cryptic, this sutta, and it's metaphorical. But if we imagine ourselves back into an intense court life, an intense political life of a group of nobility who are competing against each other and struggling with various tensions in their society, it might start to make sense. Seeing creatures flopping around like fish in water too shallow, so hostile to one another, seeing this, I became afraid. So this image, which is actually a traditional image in Indian literature, of a state of primal anarchy, gives us people flopping around like fish in water too shallow, struggling for space, struggling to survive, and becoming hostile to one another. He says, this world completely lacks essence. It trembles in all directions. I longed to find myself a place unscathed, but I could not see it. Seeing people caught in conflict, I became completely distraught. And now here's change. But then I discerned here a thorn. Here. Hard to see. Lodged deep in the heart. It's only when pierced by this thorn that one runs in all directions. So that if that thorn is taken out, one does not run and settles down. So in this quite compressed, very strong image, kind of visceral image of having something stuck into your chest, sometimes it's thorns, sometimes it's translated as arrow, we have essentially the Four Noble Truths. Why are people fighting with each other? This is the young Gotama asking, why is this place such a mess? Why this turmoil? And he looks at himself and he sees that there's something amiss, something awry. There's something stuck in his chest. He sees it in his chest and he realizes that everyone else has got one as well. Everyone else has got this thing in their chest where they feel things, where they feel their emotions, in their hearts. And that's what causes them to run in all directions. That's why we have this struggle that we call society. So we have the fact of suffering, we have the cause of suffering. And then he says, if that thorn is taken out, one does not run and settles down. Well, that's the cessation of suffering, the third noble truth. We haven't yet got the path, because this is still the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, the young Gotama, before enlightenment. He doesn't know what the path is at this stage. So for me, this sutta, this poem, really, takes us quite deeply into the experience of a young man who's deeply troubled and sees that in order to get to the root of that trouble, in order to pull out the thorn, he has to change himself quite fundamentally. And also sees And I think one of the things that made the Buddha such a genius was that he could see that things in his own experience were affecting everyone else. He could generalize from his experience. He saw that what he had understood about himself explained everything about everyone else.